This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Donald Trump will take the witness stand in his civil fraud trial today in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is at the courthouse in New York.
With Donald Trump taking the stand to testify in his civil fraud trial, it's an undeniable spectacle. He's a former president and the leading Republican presidential candidate defending himself against allegations that he dramatically inflated his net worth. The charges cut to the very heart of the brand Trump spent decades carefully crafting and put him at risk of losing control of much of his business empire. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
More than 10,000 Palestinians have died in the war between Hamas and Israel, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Israeli troops are expected to enter Gaza City soon as they try to destroy Hamas, which attacked Israel on October 7th. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
The troops have divided the northern and southern parts of Gaza as communications across the besieged territory were temporarily cut on Monday for the third time since the war started. Israeli media is reporting the troops are expected to enter Gaza City on Monday or Tuesday. Israel has so far rejected US suggestions that it take a humanitarian pause from its relentless bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, Pope Francis railed against anti-Semitism, war, and terrorism. In a written speech, he said he would not read because he said he wasn't feeling well. The Vatican says he has a bit of a cold. Billions more in new funding for trains in the heavily traveled Northeast Corridor. President Biden will make the announcement today. Maine's two U.S. senators, Susan Collins and Angus King, want the Army to reveal any interactions with a reservist before he killed 18 people in Lewiston. This is AP News. Now the entertainment update. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Bush skipped her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Friday. That's St. Vincent performing in Bush's honor, courtesy ABC. Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, and Willie Nelson also were inducted as performers. Andrew Ridgely of Wham says it was a privilege that he got to accept George Michael's induction.
I would have felt slightly put out if someone else had been doing it, to be honest with you. But he would have really appreciated it.
3, 2, 1. There it is.
And with that, a stretch of MacArthur Boulevard in Oakland, California was renamed for Tupac Shakur 27 years after his death. MC Hammer, Money B, Too Short, and Shakur's sister attended Friday's ceremony. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.